Well, good morning, church. Good morning, church. We gather this morning in the name of the risen Christ, and his spirit lives and it stirs among us this morning. And so we come together to worship. Let's pray. O powerful God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations on each of our hearts, may they be acceptable in your sight, because you are our rock and you are our redeemer. Amen. Before Doris proclaims the scripture this morning, I just would like to run a couple things by you. If you think for a moment, what are the most highly attended worship services over the course of the calendar year? If you had to pick weekends that had the highest attendance in worship, what would you say is number one? Christmas. Christmas is the number one. What's Easter? Yep. Mother's Day is often number three, but at McCabe, it's actually if we have the Palm Sunday Cantata on the Saturday night too, then it's our Palm Sunday Cantata weekend. That's number three, and then it's Mother's Day. And then there's Father's Day. Right, Father's Day nationally, Father's Day weekend tends to be significantly lower attended weekend overall. Last year at McCabe, we actually bucked those trends. Our statistics last Father's Day weekend were just about where they were for the weekends on each side. So here we are, it's Father's Day weekend. How are we doing? On this Father's Day weekend in worship, we're thinking about a strong and courageous faith. We'll consider together what it means to live a strong and courageous faith as it relates to each of us. But as we do think about this idea of a strong and courageous faith, let's just a couple more thoughts as it relates to United Methodist beliefs. It's Father's Day, but let's look at United Methodist beliefs and gender. In the United Methodist Church, we have what's called the Book of Resolutions. This isn't our doctrine. We have the Book of Discipline that has our doctrine in it. But the Book of Resolutions are statements of faith about who we are and what we believe. We call these social principles. The United Methodist social principles speak to strength and courage, and there's some that speak to strength and courage as it relates to gender. So we believe, as United Methodists, that our primary identity is not first as a woman or a man, but first and foremost, our primary identity is as children of God. We believe that together we are Christ's body. We believe no one is more or less valuable than anyone else. We believe that as the church, we believe we should challenge people if we see others putting people down because of their race or gender or disability or whatever it might be. As United Methodists, we call upon women and men to share power and control. We call upon men and women to freely give and receive respect. We believe that both men and women have equal worth in God's sight. So on this Father's Day weekend, let's lay a little bit more groundwork as we wrestle with this idea of what it means to live a strong and courageous faith. Did you know that 90% of men in America say that they're Christian. Did you know that? No, I'm sorry. 90% of men in the U.S. say they believe in God. 5 out of 6 men call themselves Christian. But only 1/3 of men actually go to church. So men, if you're here this morning, that's actually a bold step to live in a strong and courageous faith, because you're beating the odds. Typical church attendance is 61% female and 39% male. The last stats I looked at for McCabe for 2 weeks ago, we were about 50-50 in worship 2 weeks ago as far as male and female. What does it look like this weekend? I'm kind of having a hard time making a good guess. Did you know that if the father regularly attends worship, that the rest of the family is more likely, significantly more likely, not only to attend worship, but to keep attending worship? And if the father doesn't attend worship regularly, family attendance in worship drops to the low single digits. It's about 3% of families keep attending church. Friends, I'm not making this up. This is the culture we live in. Making a decision to worship is a bold, courageous decision, regardless of your gender, your age, your race, your ability, whatever. Our scripture this morning applies to you if you're willing to wrestle with what it means to live your faith boldly and courageously. So we'll hear what it might sound like as Doris proclaims the beginning of the book of Joshua. At the beginning of the book of Joshua, Moses has died, and we remember Moses. Moses stood up for his people. Moses led his people out of Egypt. Moses lived a strong and courageous faith because he was deep and passionate about his faith. He had a strong and courageous love of God. I was laying in the dentist chair a couple years ago. You can actually cover a lot of ground when you're laying in the dentist chair, can't you? They have those little TVs up there sometimes, but I was laying in the dentist chair and I was watching modern-day biblical and military scholars. They were talking about Joshua and his leadership. Modern-day scholars, they were describing Joshua as an amazing man of faith. And these modern scholars, they marveled at Joshua and the way that he led the people. Joshua was strong and courageous in so many ways. He was strong and courageous because of his faith. So here a reading from the beginning of Joshua. Here a reading from Joshua chapter 1.
After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you look, you will be on land I have given you, from the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Be strong and courageous. Three times in these verses, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. This must be important. This is for men and women. This is how we're supposed to raise our kids and our grandkids and our neighbor kids. Sean Nolan asks, Are you courageous? And by courageous, he's not talking about living carelessly and recklessly. He's not talking about living without fear. By strong and courageous, he's talking about being willing to face your fears. He's talking about being willing to wrestle with our questions and to wrestle with what it means to live our faith. A strong and courageous person goes beyond the outer shell. A strong and courageous person can admit that they're not perfect, that they wrestle with some insecurities and fears. A strong and courageous person can confess when confession is necessary. A strong and courageous person can repent or change course to turn back to God when they can repent when repentance is necessary. A strong and courageous person builds up and supports and strengthens others in their faith too. They step up and they show up to make a difference. Let's think about King David in the Bible for a moment. Remember David? David was a man of strength and courage. David knew where his strength and courage came from. David was the strongest and the most courageous when he was seeking God's heart. Remember David? Remember David? David's the one as the boy who had that little slingshot and killed the giant, that giant Philistine leader called Goliath. David usually acted faithfully, but he got a lot of blood on his hands in the process. So God said to David, you know, I'm not going to let you build the temple because of your reputation as a man of war. On the outside, David demonstrated strength and courage. And it's in the Psalms that we see David's true strength and courage. It's in the Psalms that we see David's strength and courage coming from deep within. David, writing many of the Psalms, David had threw off his outer shell and he offered himself in worship and prayer to the Lord his God. In the Psalms, David was scared and he was sad and he was embarrassed. In the Psalms, David was, well, he showed shame and despair. In the Psalms, David expressed joy and love. But that was David's era. What about the modern era? There's a guy, his name is Matt Hammett, and Matt Hammett writes about strength and courage. And he was writing about it because he and his wife were journeying through a difficult pregnancy. Matt Hammett sings about his wife, Sarah, his wife's desire for him to be a strong and courageous man of faith when she needed him most. She wasn't just asking for arm and leg muscle strength. She wanted help from the heart and the soul. When Hammett wrote these words, he was the lead singer of this contemporary Christian group called Sanctus Real. And he explained that the words, the song, it's actually a confession, it's a prayer about the walk that he and Sarah took as they walked through this touch-and-go pregnancy. At one point, Sarah implored him. Sarah demanded to him to be a better spiritual partner during this time of challenge, because life was hard and she wasn't feeling good and she wanted his help. They were on the verge of losing their baby, and she wanted him to help her weather the storm. Hammett writes, you know, every time that he sings this song, every time he hears the song, it forces him to ask the question, what kind of man am I? Not what kind of man was I yesterday, not what kind of man will I be tomorrow, but today. Today, what kind of man am I? This is about priorities. This is about walking together. This is about leading each other. And this is about leading our children. Men and women of faith, are you strong enough? Are you courageous enough? Are you strong and courageous enough to lead with strong and faithful and gentle hands? Men and women of faith, are you strong and courageous enough to lead with faithful, and gentle and strong hands? Are you? Here's some words from Lead Me. That's the name of that song that he wrote. I look around and I see my wonderful life, and on the outside, you know, it's almost perfect. And on the inside, I hear her saying, lead me with strong hands. Stand up when I can't. Don't leave me hungry for love. Don't leave me chasing dreams. What about us? Show me you're willing to fight. Show me you're willing to fight for your home and for your faith and for your, well, for the love of your life. These are words for each of us. These are words about being strong and courageous as men and women of faith. Friends, I wouldn't be faithful if I didn't confess that I repeatedly fall short in this area. Many of you know that I am fully a work in progress, right? Too often I'm not the strong and courageous man of faith that I'm supposed to be. I get frustrated and I get impatient. I'm prideful and I wallow in my insecurities. I feel greedy and I get judgmental. And I find myself calling out to God, pleading for God, pleading to God, that God will let me, let you, God, make me the leader that God wants me to be. I plead that God will let me, let God, be the leader that God wants me to be, whether it's at home or at church or in the community or wherever God leads me. It doesn't matter if you're a father or a father figure. It doesn't matter if you're a mother or a mentor. It doesn't matter if you're married or single. It doesn't matter if you're, well, it doesn't matter the color of your skin or who you voted for on Tuesday. This isn't about power or abuse or violence or controlling another person. This is about being strong and courageous in our faith. This is about worshiping God and getting on our knees and confessing this. This is about gently guiding and encouraging each other to step up and step out in faith. Friends, it's Father's Day today, so I'll end with a clip from the movie Courageous. Have you seen the movie Courageous? In the movie Courageous, there was a group of friends. They were this group that the movie's about. They were a group of men. They were each police officers. They worked together. These guys professionally were all about serving and protecting. And over the course of the movie, they wrestled with what it meant to be, well, to serve and to protect as men of faith. They wrestled with what it means to live a strong and a courageous faith. They succeeded and they failed. They celebrated and they confessed. And ultimately, they came together to resolve to live a strong and a courageous faith. See what you think.
I now believe that God desires for every father to courageously step up and do whatever it takes to be involved in the lives of his children. But more than just being there, providing for them, he's to walk with them through their young lives and be a visual representation of the character of God, their Father in heaven. A father should love his children and seek to win their hearts. He should protect them, discipline them, and teach them about God. He should model how to walk with integrity and treat others with respect. And should call out his children to become responsible men and women who live their lives for what matters in eternity. Some men will hear this and mock it or ignore it. But I tell you that as a father, you are accountable to God for the position of influence he has given you. You can't fall asleep at the wheel, only to wake up one day and realize that your job or your hobbies have no eternal value, but the souls of your children do. Some men will hear this and agree with it, but have no resolve to live it out. Instead, they will live for themselves and waste the opportunity to leave a godly legacy for the next generation. But there are some men who, regardless of the mistakes we've made in the past, regardless of what our fathers did not do for us, will give the strength of our arms and the rest of our days to loving God with all that we are and to teach our children to do the same. And whenever possible, to love and mentor others who have no father in their lives, but who desperately need help and direction. And we are inviting any man whose heart is willing and courageous to join us in this resolution. In my home, the decision has already been made. You don't have to ask who will guide my family, because by God's grace, I will. You don't have to ask who will teach my son to follow Christ, because I will. Who will accept the responsibility of providing and protecting my family? I will. Who will ask God to break the chain of destructive patterns in my family's history? I will. Who will pray for and bless my children to boldly pursue whatever God calls them to do? I am their father. I will. I accept this responsibility, and it is my privilege to embrace it. I want the favor of God and His blessing on my home. Any good man does. So where are you, men of courage? Or are you fathers who fear the Lord? It's time to rise up and answer the call that God has given to you, and to say, I will. I will. I will. I now believe that God desires for me.
So men and women of faith, your job, your hobbies have no eternal value. I wrestle with that. As we come this morning, our time of offering is about so much more than just money. This time of offering is a time when we offer our tithes and our offering, but we also come before God and we wrestle with God about how much of our life we are willing to give strongly and courageously. How much we are willing to be strong and courageous as women and men of faith. And so we come before God, wrestling with time, talents, and resources.